Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project.
Hello and welcome back to Programming in Tongues. It has been almost forever since I've had a podcast, and this isn't exactly an apology, and it isn't exactly a long podcast either, but I just wanted to have an update to prove that the podcast has not completely died off, and just to point out a few things and say hello. Or, actually better, the word would be kaltak-i. And the subject for tonight is New Words from a New World. Thing is, by this time, I'd be very surprising to find anyone who has not heard of James Cameron's new blockbuster, Avatar. And the most exciting thing about it, at least to me and to many in the constructed language crowd, is the Na'vi language. As Wikipedia says, the Na'vi language is the constructed language of the Na'vi, the sapient humanoid indigenous inhabitants of the fictional moon Pandora, in the 2009 film Avatar. It was created by Paul Frommer, a professor at the Marshall School of Business with a doctorate in linguistics. Na'vi was designed to fit James Cameron's conception of what the language should sound like in the film, to be realistically learnable by the fictional human characters of the film, and to be pronounceable by the actors, but to not closely resemble any human language. Now, this sounds very similar to the history and the background of Klingon, and naturally it is of great interest to many people out in the community, the language community, the people who like artificial or constructed languages. There's already a group, a very active group, that is called Learn Na'vi, that has set up a webpage with lots of resources you can download at learnnavi.org. It's LearnNavi.org. And you can find phrases, you can find as complete a vocabulary as anybody knows from the language, learning aids, even flashcards. It's all there. And I encourage you to go take a look, because it's looks like this is going to be a lot of fun to see how people go forward with this language. I've already made one small program you can find at navi.mrklingon.org, N-A-V-I.mrklingon. And there I have a small Java tool based on some of the other things I've done for Klingon and other languages. It's just a lookup tool where you can look up things from the vocabulary that I found at Learn Na'vi. In other news, I wanted to point out, anybody who may be interested, I have rebuilt a number of my pages using Google Pages as the framework for those. This has meant I've changed some of my Java applets into Google gadgets so they can be stuck into those pages. That you'll find at www.mrklingon.org, at klv.klingonword.org, that's for the KLV Bible, and for the Mendoa Bible, mndbible.klingonword.org. Have a look. I hope you like the changes. I found it a nice way to organize things, and seems to be working okay. Also, in addition, you'll find on my Mendoa pages at mendoa.mrklingon.org that I have put out the complete vocabulary, now that Karen Travis is stepping away from the Star Wars world, and I'm not sure there'll be any more development. I have a Java tool with a complete Mendoa dictionary, as well as a Mendoa version of the Universal Translator Assistant. They're all out there now at mandoa.mrklingon.org. Anyway, that's all for now. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll be back online with another podcast soon, at least sooner than this one came.